1 Samuel chapter 18. We're also praying for the peace of Jerusalem tonight. And I'm sure if any of you hear any news at all, you know what's been happening in the last couple of days there. And I do believe the Lord is returning soon. And I hope you're ready, as we said. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? And I'm thankful that I'm on the winning side because I'm on the side of the Lord. And if you're not on the side of the Lord, better figure out how to get on that side, because that's the side that's going to be victorious. And so don't delay. Don't delay. It's time, if you're a Christian, it's time to awaken if you're sleeping, literally, maybe. And time to awaken to the things of the Lord. And the Lord is soon returning, as the song says. There is no time to lose. So be a missionary. Amen. Admit, believe, and forever receive. That's all you got to do. Come to Patch Club. We'll teach you a little ditty, little song, powerful song. And you just go out and sing it when you're at work every day. And admit, believe, and forever receive. 1 Samuel 18, we praise the Lord for God's word. And there's a phrase that we find in 1 Samuel 18 about David. And this is just after Goliath has been slain. 1 Samuel 18. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Skip down to verse 5, please. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. Skip down to verse 12. And Saul was afraid of David. Notice this. Because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. Verse 14. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. Down to verse 30, please. Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass, after they went forth, that David behaved himself more wisely and all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. I'd like to speak to you tonight on this theme for a few moments, behaving ourselves wisely. Behaving ourselves wisely. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that we've been a part of in this meeting. And we believe you've met with us already and you're meeting with us now. We praise you for that. We are seeking to be closer to you because of this meeting. Not because of any man, but because of your word, your spirit, that you would draw us closer to yourself. And impart truth tonight is our prayer. Empty us of ourself and fill us with your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Three times we find that David here in our text behaved himself wisely. If there is something that we need today, this is definitely one of the things that we need, to behave ourselves wisely. Wisely. We live in the midst of some very trying times, spiritually, emotionally, physically. The world in which we are living is darker every day, it would seem, more sinful, it would seem, and we are being watched, aren't we? We are being watched. We are being scrutinized sometimes, and our testimony is something that we cannot afford to compromise. If you're a Christian tonight, that is your greatest tool in reaching people for the Lord Jesus Christ, is your testimony. And if we do not behave ourselves wisely, it doesn't matter how loud we preach, It doesn't matter how much we pound our fist, figuratively, I'm saying this. It is vital that we behave ourselves wisely. David did this at this portion of his life, and God mentions it repeatedly. He behaved himself wisely. He behaved himself very wisely. He behaved himself more wisely. And what does this mean, behaved himself wisely? It means he was prudent. It means he was circumspect. It means he was wise. It means he was prosperous. It means he gave attention to detail. He behaved himself wisely. This is the statement that I've been meditating on for some time. And I hope that it is the statement that God will speak to you with tonight, not only for tonight, but for every day that remains in our life, that we would seek him in the midst of whatever it is that we have right now, but that we would ask for his help, that we would be men and women, young people, that would behave ourselves wisely. So we see three areas where David behaved himself wisely that we can incorporate into our lives right away. Number one, we see that he behaved himself wisely in his work. In his work. The Bible says there in verse 5 that David went out whithersoever Saul sent him. At this time, David was at the bidding of Saul, wherever Saul would tell him to go, whatever Saul would tell him to do, whatever the duties were. David, the Bible says, behaved himself wisely. Saul set him over the men of war. And David was accepted in the sight of all the people and in the sight of Saul's servants. David wasn't a very old man yet at this time. In fact, he was very young. David had already experienced success, if we look at things in that way. He has already been anointed by Samuel. He has just killed Goliath with one smooth stone. One might think with this much success in David's resume at a very early age that David would begin to let it go to his head, and David would begin to allow pride to come in, and David would begin to allow complacency to come in because, you know what, I just whipped that 9-foot giant with one smooth stone, cut off his head. You know, we could probably still remember that ugly-looking scene there with that head of Goliath in his hand. And it would have been easy to think that, okay, nothing else is as, I mean, what else can I do? I killed Goliath. Anything else that would be given to me would be beneath that. But that isn't what David lived his life. We see that he behaved himself wisely in his work. I see in David a readiness under this. I wonder tonight, are you ready to serve the Lord? Are you ready if God calls you to go to the mission field, as Pastor Nathan said? Are you ready tomorrow to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ at work? Are you ready to answer the call? Are you ready? I see in David a readiness that he did whatever it is that King Saul had given him to do. He was prepared. He was willing to do whatever was accepted of him. He embraced it. And by the way, God will not ask you to do something that he will not help you to accomplish the task. We need to be ready. We need to be ready in our work. Not only that, but we see that David was willing to accept, as we said, great responsibility. Great responsibility. You know what? I think it's a good thing to do in your homes with your children. Give them things that they can be responsible for. Give them tasks that they can be responsible for. You know, in our home growing up, there was no such thing as an allowance. I never heard of an allowance. What's an allowance? And I was allowed to live there. I was allowed to eat the food that my dad bought. I was allowed to wear the clothes my dad bought for me. That was my allowance. And but you know what my parents did? They taught us to work. They gave us some responsibility. And I'm glad for that. And I'm grateful for that. And that's what we need. We need a group of Christians today that are willing to take the responsibility of living in, as we say here, wisely, behaving ourselves wisely. David had proven himself courageous. Stood before Goliath as a youth. He had proven himself courageous while others would hide in fear. What a responsibility Saul puts him now to be captain over the men of war. But the Bible says David behaved himself wisely. We need those tonight at Anchor Baptist Church that are aware of the responsibility that we have And no matter how much we climb, if you will, we're always to be a servant. What a privilege it is to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we are ambassadors, aren't we? We are ambassadors for the King. We get the opportunity to spread the gospel here in Vancouver. We get the opportunity to support missionaries that are all over the world and spreading the gospel. It is our responsibility to remain humble servants for the Lord. I pray tonight that we will behave ourselves wisely in our work and that we will be ready when God says, I want you to share the gospel with this person, that we will be ready, that we will recognize there is a responsibility that we have to continue to serve the Lord, to honor Him. We have a responsibility in 2021 to be edifying to the believers, to be edifying young people, to be edifying the family of God. And we do all of this for the glory of God. So he's behaving himself wisely. He's ready. He sees the responsibility. But notice as well, there was a reputation. There was a reputation. Look what it says there in verse number 5, that he was accepted. He was accepted. I believe this means David had a good reputation. You know what? We need to have a good reputation in this world in which we live. We need to have a good reputation at work. Hey, be on time for work. Don't expect to have your boss listen to you share the gospel if you're always late. That's a poor testimony, isn't it? And David was accepted. He had a good reputation. And the Bible says he wasn't just accepted in the sight of all the people, but he was accepted in the sight of Saul's servants. And again, it isn't about being accepted for our sake. It's accepted for the King of Kings. It's accepted for the ones that we represent. You know what even said of the Lord Jesus? Remember what it said of the Lord Jesus? Give your Bible quickly. Turn over to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And a very interesting statement is made in the chapter there where it's the last verse of Luke chapter 2. He behaved himself wisely. I wonder tonight, are you behaving yourself wisely? The Bible says in Luke 2, of course, there's the Christmas story, as we call it there at the beginning. But at the end, right at the end, the Bible says, verse 52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, notice, and in favor with God, but notice the last two words, and man. So his reputation increased with man as well. I have an obligation tonight. It is not about the Turner name. It is about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a responsibility. I have an obligation to behave myself in such a way that represents God's name, that gives God a good name, as we say, that makes God look good. As a member of Anchor Baptist Church, I have a responsibility to behave myself in such a way and to conduct myself in such a way that I represent the church that I am a part of in a Christ-honoring way. Again, I do care how the world perceives me because it's not about me. I want them to see Christ in me. I want them to see the Lord Jesus Christ makes all the difference. And so we must behave ourselves wisely, number one, in our work. Number two, we must behave ourselves wisely in our walk. In our walk. We kind of touched on it a little bit, but let's develop it a little bit further. Look at verse 14. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. In all his ways. Everywhere he went, he behaved himself wisely, and the Lord was with him. First off, we think about a walk of integrity. A walk of integrity. David's life was not hypocritical. David's life was one way in public, same way in private. Yes, we know David made mistakes in his life. So have you and so have I. Every area of David's life was handled with discretion, with integrity. He carried himself wisely in every situation. Integrity. This is the way I need to live my life. This is the way you need to live your life. David behaved himself in all his ways. You know what we need? We learned in the last several weeks about biblical leadership. Biblical leadership. And our nation, the nation of Canada, is in desperate need of leadership, biblical leadership. And we've been praying this week for every province and every premier by name and seeking them to be saved if they don't know the Lord and seeking them to follow the leading of the Lord. And integrity is not measured by who we are in public, but our integrity is measured by what we do when no one else is around. David behaved himself wisely. And I encourage you tonight about your life when no one else is around. Is it a life of integrity? We must serve Him in spirit and in truth. We must walk uprightly in the world in which we live. But notice, not only was it a walk of integrity, but it was a walk of intimacy. I like this statement in verse 14, and I hope it helps you. I mentioned it. We emphasized it. The Lord was with him. Okay, what does this tell you? Well, it tells us a lot, doesn't it? David didn't walk alone. Okay. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Aren't you glad to hear that tonight? He didn't behave himself wisely because of David. He behaved himself wisely because the Lord was with him. We can be men and women and young people of integrity because we have the Holy Spirit of God who's saying, don't watch that. Don't talk like that. Don't look at that. Look away. You know, that's the Holy Spirit of God. So we don't have to live the Christian life and be men and women of integrity because on our own power and on strength. And by the way, we will never do it if we try that. But the good news is we have God with us in the form of the Holy Spirit of God, in the person of the Holy Spirit of God. So it's a walk of intimacy. And today we can say with David, like David, God walks with us and he talks with us. He's with us in his spirit. He's with us in his word. David lived a life that honored God, and the Lord honored David with his presence. You see, great adversity came. Great adversity left. Great adversity came again. Great adversity left. You know, our lives are also filled with that. Tonight, some of you might be under great stress. Don't lose sight of this. God is with you. God is with you. The Lord's not just with David. The Lord's with you. The Lord's with me. It is a walk of intimacy. This is likely the one thing that we must be more aware of in our life today is this. We need to recognize that God's Spirit never leaves us. No, never alone, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. You know what? That's right, because he gave us his Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God came to indwell you and came to indwell me the very moment we got saved. You think about how people can go through different things. How can they go through it? Because the Lord is with them. How can our missionaries right now have an 8-year-old daughter with this cyst in the middle of her brain and continue to just live every day? Yes, they're concerned, of course. But how can they even live a day? Because the Lord is with them. They can live. They can behave themselves wisely, even in the midst of this great trial and this great trouble. How can the Reimers do what they did and everyone? And it's not them. Again, it's the intimate walk with God. You and I are going to be able to behave ourselves wisely no matter how dark the world gets if we have the intimate walk with God. Don't skip your time with the Lord. If you got to skip something, skip breakfast. If you got to skip something, skip lunch. Most of us could skip a few meals and it wouldn't hurt. I say that with all kindness. Some of you don't skip a meal. You need to eat more, okay? There are a few bird eaters out there that eat like birds, right? And they need to eat a little bit every all the time, okay? So I'm just saying, don't skip the most important thing of your day, your time with God. Don't listen to the enemy. Oh, you can just keep your Bible. You don't need it today. You did it yesterday. No, you need it today. You'll need it tomorrow if the Lord tarries his coming. It's a walk of an it's a walk of intimacy, which is how he could have it written about him that he behaved himself wisely. Not only that, but it was a walk of influence. Look at verse 15. Wherefore, when, this is hard to read, Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Do you know what that's saying right there? The king was afraid of a teenager. Why? Because he behaved himself wisely. Because it wasn't David that he was seeing. He knew God was on him. He knew God was in him. He knew God was working in him. And so, amazing. It wasn't because Goliath was dead. It was because God was with David. It wasn't because David had big, strong, strapping muscles. No, Saul was head and shoulders above David, I'm sure, in height. It's because God's hand was on David, and Saul knew it. This young man influenced the life of a king. Hey, I submit to you that in 2021, we don't need anything more to influence the society in which we live in than to have God's hand on us. Our church, we need to ask God, God, keep your hand on Anchor Baptist Church. We don't need a big building and a big sign. We need a big God in our life, and we need to behave ourselves wisely in this day. And guess what will happen? We will have influence. Not because of us, but because of God who's in us. So keep that in mind. It's not about, humanly speaking, what we can do. It's what can God do. There's no telling what God can do with a completely surrendered church and a completely surrendered group of believers and a completely surrendered saint of God. There's no telling what God can do. That's where the influence comes. And I do praise God for almost 20 years. We have just a few weeks left to finish 20 years, but we're not finishing anything. We want our influence to continue to grow and grow for the glory of God. I ask myself this question: am I making a difference to those around me? Am I seeking to have people fear me? No. What am I doing? I'm seeking to, as Pastor Nathan mentioned, I'm seeking that my life would be lived in a sense of behaving myself wisely so that I would lift up Christ and Christ would draw all men, not to me, not to the church necessarily, but to himself. And that comes in our influence as we behave ourselves wisely. So we see, number one, David behaved himself wisely. So should we in our work. David behaved himself wisely, number two, in his walk. And then lastly, we see that David behaved himself wisely, and so should we in our witness. In our witness. And we see that in verse number 30, that even the Philistines noticed it. And the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by in his witness. David had defeated the mighty giant, but we know that that didn't mean that David would be free of future challenges. You think about that in your life. That's one of the most vulnerable times, isn't it? One of the most vulnerable times in our life is right after a great victory. And sometimes another vulnerable time is right before a big event in the work of the Lord. You know, I can remember many times that happening over the last 20 years that we approached a missions conference or we approached anniversary and something would, many times the enemy would begin to stir things up in certain ways, and it was a very vulnerable time. Well, that could be the case as well in a great victory, after a great victory. That's what's happened here just a couple of chapters before. You see, David handled difficulties wisely and with integrity in our witness. It's easy when the difficulties come to be impatient and want them to end now, right? It's easy when difficulties come to question, what is God doing? It's easy when difficulties come to doubt the goodness of God. Let's never forget this. God is good. Everything God does is good. Everything God does is for His glory, and it's even for your good. Romans 8:28 is definitely a verse that we refer to many, many times over. You know, the adversary, we have one, the devil. He knows our weaknesses. He knows mine. He knows yours. And he will use difficulty to bring frustration. He will use difficulty to defeat us. But let's not forget, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. In our witness, David did. And in our witness, we can behave ourselves wisely. Secondly, we see under this last point that David behaved himself wisely regarding difficulty in his witness, also with regarding the decision that was going to be made. The enemy was advancing in our text. The enemy had already gone forth. David had to make a decision how he would respond. Pressure was on, and instead of caving in, David relied on the Lord, and David made the right decision. Because why? Because the Bible says that he behaved himself. Why is that? You know, when I look at it here in David's life, at this point in his life, he went from one thing to the next, but his countenance, the way he was behaving, it just continued on, and it got God the glory and him the blessing. This was a difficult time for the people of God. They had faced a formidable adversary, the Philistines. Many were consumed with fear. Many were consumed with the shadow of war, and many were getting run down from the mundane battle after battle after battle after battle. The people needed someone to bring them from discouragement to rise above, to bring hope into their life. How many people today are looking for that? How many people today are looking for a light at the end of this tunnel that we seem to be in? How many people are looking for hope? And I believe we have the opportunity to behave ourselves wisely. That when we face the last D there is distinction. Distinction. They needed someone to lead them. They needed someone to guide them. They needed someone to give them hope. David rose to the occasion. David took the lead. How did he take the lead? Because he behaved himself wisely. Your home needs a dad and a mom and children that will determine to behave themselves wisely. I go all the way back to the beginning. What does that mean? To behave ourselves wisely, to be prudent, to be circumspect, to give attention to recognize that every decision that we make has a great level of importance. Number one, in our work. Oh, I pray that we could be salt and light. Tomorrow when you go to work, salt and light. How do we do that? Behave ourselves wisely. Don't cut corners at work. Be diligent. Work hard. Be on time. Ask God to help you to be able to interact with your coworkers, maybe in a little better way, or interact with people. Maybe some of you are in customer service, or some of you interact with customers in different ways. Maybe you've had a rough go with your boss lately. It's time that God's people make sure that we're behaving ourselves wisely in our work. Secondly, behaving ourselves wisely in our walk. You see this in David's life. That in all his ways, he behaved himself wisely. And then in our witness, we can make a difference in the communities that we live in. We can make a difference in the life of someone. You know, God's going to bring us across the path of people that are just, they're at their wits' end. Have you met anybody like that recently? Just, that's it. I mean, I just hit my wits' end. And you know what we have the opportunity to do? We We have the opportunity to tell them, you know what? That's not what all life, that's not what life is all about. Yes, you've got this and this and this, but let me tell you about the one who can bring peace to your life. Let me tell you about the one who can make all wrongs right in his own way. The key, though, it always comes back to in this chapter, in the young man David, he behaved himself